you're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Do you start your day deciding which video game you're gonna play? You fight with your family over which is better, Marvel or DC? The geek of all of your friends, cause you know what, Batman beats Superman. This is the right place to be, so turn up the volume, cause you're an altered geek. Altered geek. Get altered, get geeky. Altered geek. From Star Wars to Star Trek, comics to tech. Altered geek. Get altered, get geeky. Altered geek. Pull up a chair, cause you're an altered geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. On this episode of Altered Geek, I'll be joined by
Mike the Birdman Dodd from ThisWeekInGeek.net, and I'm glad to be back here on the show because, boy, we've got a whopper of a topic here today that I'm sure will divide the left, the right, the center, and everybody else in between, because we're talking about nerd culture, but also more like one of the patron saints of nerd culture has left us recently. And no, they're not dead. They're off social media, so in effect, they might as well be dead. What am I talking about? Well, in short, I'm just going to sum this up as succinctly as I can because I want to get to the topic point of today. As you may or may not have heard, last week, Disney fired Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn over a series of offensive tweets that he made back in 2008. Now, obviously, Disney knew this was a guy they had hired from Troma, who has produced such pictures such as Romeo and Juliet, The Toxic Avenger, Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, and the Killer Condom movies. So clearly, classics bound and determined for the Library of Congress. So James Gunn had went to Twitter saying, you know what, I made some jokes in bad taste, and believe me, they were. And he apologized for it, but then he deleted his Twitter account. Now, people like Dave Bautista, who plays Drax in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, came to his defense and saying, you know what, James is a person too. He's the most loving and caring person that I know. He's grown beyond the juvenile humor, etc., etc. He's grown up. And when I pitched this show to Steve, I said, this brings up a rather interesting point. Now, the guy who brought up these tweets from 10 years ago is a Looney Tune. And we're not going to debate the politics of the left or the right today. We're going to look at kind of what's happening with that and not directly going, well, you're far left, you're far right, you're both extremists, you're both fucking crazy. There's my F-bomb for this episode. But sort of like you've taken entertainment and you've weaponized it. And when are you allowed to grow as a person? Because I look, for example, back on my entertainment career. Have I said some crass things? Yes. Have I grown up as a person? Most definitely. And there's a friend of mine. He's a producer on another podcast. And I'm going to read you a tweet that really kind of got me kind of going. And he's talking about The Escapist. So I'm going to read a series of tweets from him. So prepare for Master Tweet Theater. So Russ Pitts and others buy back The Escapist and say they're going to focus on fun over politics. Predictably, the left starts calling them Nazis, gamer gators, alt-right, whatever. Sigh. Remember when people were allowed to just, you know, have fun once in a while? Like, seriously, you ever think maybe the reason depression and anxiety and other such mental slash emotional illness is because we're not allowed to take a break anymore? When you always got to be on, always got to be woke, if you take a break, the Nazis win. Jesus. It's to the point where we can't even say we enjoy a movie unless we stop and apologize to a laundry list of people that it might have offended. We can't watch Star Wars unless we read a 1,500-page editorial on how Trump is Palpatine and God forbid you like the Orville over Star Trek. Like, holy shit. Isn't the whole point of entertainment to be, you know, entertained? Why do I need to take a fucking ethics course just to read a goddamn comic book? I just want to look at Spider-Man punching bank robbers. We all need fun and entertainment in our lives. We need to take the time to relax, put down the swords, and stop exhausting ourselves over whatever stupid goddamn thing or whatever politician we don't like today is doing, even if it's just for a moment. And it really bothers me that just because it's not politically useful or anything, just focus on having fun and making people laugh is seen as alt-right or problematic. I mean, Jesus, there are people out there just for being whom able to stop and take a breather is the one thing stopping them from punching out their own ticket out of here. Bottom line, we need to let people have their own goddamn fun if that's what they want to do. And now to balance out all this heaviness, here's a picture of a kitten. And you know what? He's right. He is absolutely right. I was having this discussion with Alex and watching Twig, and we had this really heavy discussion talking about James Gunn. And it occurred to me, if you're not allowed to grow as a person, if you're not allowed to change who you were to become something better, something more tolerant, something more lovable, then what's the point? Either the good, either side's going to get you for something that you've done and have apologized for, or something that you didn't realize you've made a mistake. What's the point if you're going to be villainized no matter what?
Yeah, and I kind of feel the same vein. And just to read another set of tweets, even though I read them a little bit last week, but Mike Powers, he mentions, you know, if the public outcry eventually becomes loud enough for Disney to rehire Gunn, and I was in his shoes right now, I'd turn them down. Why would I or anyone want to go back to work for a company that showed me the door as a knee-jerk reaction to a blogger? I saw some tweet earlier, this is like Disney firing Robert Downey Jr. for his drug problems in the 90s. Also, anyone that's ever made a Catholic priest joke, which is like everyone except the Pope. And it kind of resonates, like, even on that, like, could you imagine George Carlin today?
Oh, he would not be around. Guaranteed, he'd be shut down. His PR agency would have dropped him. And he'd be on probably... George had some pretty progressive views. He also had some views on the right as well.
He was
I don't
kind
know
of in the
where
middle.
He would have ended up. Yeah, I don't
but
know where he would have ended up. Oh, absolutely. He's one of the most real guys. He saw the problems for what they were. Yeah, he's like, this sucks. This is stupid. Here's why. I don't know. He would not have survived now. Even comedians like Bill Burr. Alex went to go see him live a couple of months ago, and he said, I'm going to say some stuff that's really offensive. They won't put this on Netflix, but I'll say it here because I can. And comedy and entertainment has become so exhausting.
Well, see, comedy had always been known for digging in the politics loop.
Yeah, like South Park, for example, or Simpsons.
Or Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live.
But even they're getting tired of it. Even the actors on the show are like, you know, at some point I would like to parody or mess with something else.
Yeah, because and just, I totally don't blame them.
Because they're constantly on that soapbox. And my whole thing is like, why do you think Headshot, our old complaining podcast, is no longer online? Because I'm sure the amount of stuff that you, myself, and Blanchard said in that show would get us blacklisted from a lot of different media sources.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why they don't exist anywhere except for my hard drive at this point, or anybody that still, for whatever reason, may still have the show from like 8 years ago. That's why I never released him again after that, was because it was like, okay, I was having like a hateful, like spiteful soapbox in the vein of like Family Guy's, like what grinds my gears, but at the same time, I didn't really want that out there anymore. And I was kind of hesitant when they came out, but then the more I started to try and get, you know, more professional, the more I wanted them to go away. So I made them go away. And
yeah.
And that's with, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's things I've said on this show in the past that probably would get me in trouble, you know, just because, like, I have a disagreement with somebody. But it doesn't necessarily mean that I won't grow either, you know. And I get what you're saying, like, nerd culture, it seems to be the one that's in the forefront right now, but it's everybody.
Yeah,
everybody's like, having this problem.
It's like outrage culture has been weaponized, and that's not good. I mean, if there's no incentive to grow to become a better person, then why friggin' bother?
Well, and this is the thing too. Like, yes, you have, you know, people on the left or the right that are, you know, kind of. You have your crazies on both sides. You have your normal, your balanced people on both sides. Like, I'm more conservative in nature, but that doesn't mean that I'm, like, you know, uncaring, unheartfelt, or, you know, I'm feeling of those that are on the other side. Like, I see that everybody has their own views, and if I think that there's going to become a political argument on it, you know, I'll try and make my case or something, but I may just not say anything because it's better than having a crap storm going between the two of us. And, you know, it's not worth losing friends over, you know. That's why they make that statement of, you know, you don't discuss politics or religion with people because, you know, it can get kind of... weird.
It never ends well, basically.
Well, and it depends on the type of person you are and how you approach it. If you're like bashing people from the get-go, yeah, you're gonna shut them down instantly and they're gonna hate you. But I don't know, like, I think that, yeah, his jokes were in poor taste. Like, reading them out of context, you could say that he was actually saying what he was saying.
Yeah, like, basically, where's the joke here?
Yeah, it sounded derogatory, but
yeah,
that's like anything. If you read anything out of context, it can mean whatever you want it to mean, and you can you know, it's not like the Harvey Weinstein thing from last year, like, you know, where he was physically, you know, doing things to people. You're talking about somebody that was just, you know, I mean, think of all the dirty jokes that like Kevin Smith's made, or, you know, anybody really. I mean, everybody's made some kind of an off-color joke at some point, but that's not a reason to sit there and crucify everybody.
Well, here's another thing to think about. I mean, think about after 9/11, for example. Gilbert Gottfried was one of the first people to make 9/11 jokes. Now people stumble over themselves to make the grossest joke they can after a big tragedy. And now, in 2018, you can't do that. Or if you do... You get called out almost immediately. And it's ridiculous. It's exhausting. I mean, there is a great comedy bit which could not fly today. Once again, going back to Gilbert Gottfried, he did this bit called The Aristocrats. And I just, if you want to see what I'm talking about, go look it up on YouTube. It's the most vulgar and disgusting thing you can imagine. And this is Gilbert Gottfried doing it. And basically, the gist of the joke is, say the most disgusting thing you can and just yell "the aristocrats" at the end of it. It's dumb. It's stupid. And that joke could not play today. Hell, go back and watch South Park. Its humor has not aged as well as you might think it does. But I don't know. It's like, Steve, I don't know, man. It's getting exhausting to be entertained anymore, well, and that sucks.
This is part of the problem I've been having too. Like, while my belief system has changed over the last like year and a half, 2 years, and I've gotten a little bit more conservative with my thoughts, and it's just me personally. Like, I'm just seeing how it's affecting, but I'm also getting more closed off. If that makes any sense, from like social media or from like just the digital world in general, because I find it to be so depressing.
Oh,
Because, and I started noticing it more when I worked for my previous employer. I worked for a digital media company based out of, and it was a conservative digital media company based out of Texas, and they were great. It was just the news on every station, every host, everything you listen to was all talking about, you know, such and such politician, this blah 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 blah, this mass shooting, blah blah blah. Like, those were the main two things, or like Russia, or you know, something with those three. And it just got like, I was like, man, this is just exhausting to listen to. Like, I mean, I had to listen to it because it was work, but like, I was just like, man, is there anything else we can talk about? You know, on any network. And then you look at, you know, geek culture, you look at, you know, entertainment industry, which has always been plagued with various things. You know, it's one thing if you're physically doing something wrong to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're not allowed to talk, you're, you know, it's like people are saying, oh, it's okay for me to sit here and bash you and use my freedom of speech, but you're not allowed to use your freedom of speech. And there's no, like, common ground, no discussion. There's just hate. And there's no reason for it. And, like, it's infected, like, everybody's beliefs no matter what they are, has infected every level of entertainment at this point. Not saying that people didn't have a little bit of that influence in old stuff, because every entertainment is basically written after a social commentary on pop culture or just, you know, people in general. But when you look at it, and it's gotten so ingrained in there, you have people's worldviews, not only on either side of the spectrum, indoctrinating people in the media, or you're getting all these weird entertainment things that are trying to push you from one side or the other, or you have the celebrities, you know, if the movie's not doing it, the celebrities are doing it after the film or before the film, and or TV show, and they're sitting there just like blah 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 blah, and then if they get in trouble, they have to send out this like BS apology after the fact to say, you know, I'm sorry for, you know, getting in trouble for saying something. And, you know, they're almost expected to do this, like, this
monkey dance?
Yeah, this monkey dance for the public to say, uh-huh, I got him to do it, you know. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just sad. Like, I just, and because of that, like, if I see a lot of stuff surrounding something, like, I just, if the franchise is doing it, or if the celebrities are doing it, like, I just don't have time for that. So I just honestly just disown the material for the most part, like, just on my own. Like, I don't sit there and create like this campaign to say, oh, you have to hate it because I do.
Like, one fandom, for example, I'm starting the tune out of, and I never thought I'd say it, Star Wars. Man, that fandom has turned into a hot mess of garbage, because I love The Last Jedi. I hate The Last Jedi. It does this for people. It does this for people. And it's like, you know what? At the end of the day, it's about a man with a magical laser sword, or it's a woman with a magical laser sword fighting bad guys at the end of the day. Is it entertaining? Does it say something cool? Is it fun? No, not anymore. And I like The Last Jedi. Fight me. And I know someone in the comments is going to say, all right, Mike, you're wrong. Like, you know what? I remember the Expanded Universe 2 with Mara Jade, Grand Admiral Thrawn, Tennel Kah, Kip Duran. I remember all that crap. Shut your whore mouth. And I'm okay with it. It's just, I never thought I'd reach a point where my hobbies would feel so draining. Even playing video games now. One of the games I had a really great time with this year was a game called Detroit Become Human. And every game critic is like, oh, it's a heavy-handed analogy of slavery. Yeah, but you know what? I liked it. It was fun. It was entertaining. Okay, well, fun being a relative term. It was an engaging and compelling story. I loved it. Probably one of the best games I've played this year, besides Hitman Definitive Edition, which is just a repack, but whatever. Point of the matter is, everything has become political, and yes, there is a time and a place for art to say something. There really is. And representation is important. Diversity is important. But you know what? Sometimes I just want to say, you know what? I think Spider-Man could beat Luke Skywalker in a fight. You know what I mean, man?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate to sound like the grumpy old man from Gran Torino. Get off my lawn.
But we've kind of become that at this point. Like, our generation, you know, whether you're inside the millennial bubble or outside of the millennial bubble, like, we're kind of this generation of, like, loud voice people.
Curmudgeons?
Yeah, some of us, you know, most of us are curmudgeons. Like, the younger spectrum, maybe not so much, but those of us on the other side of it, or pretty close enough, like the two of us, like, it's we've become the old men that are like, you know, just shut up and watch it. Like, just either, if you don't like it, turn it off, stop watching it, quit complaining. Like, there's that old, you know, adage of, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Like, just, nobody wants to hear your crap either. Like, it's, and I realize that we're essentially doing the same thing of, like, complaining, but, like, we're trying to come up with, like, constructive, you know, thoughts on it of just why is it that people just have to be so just downright evil?
Yeah, like, I'd like to know, why does every piece of entertainment have to come with an agenda? Why can't it just be entertainment for the sake of telling a story? Like, people got pissed off about Doctor Who becoming a woman. Who cares? They're going to fight Daleks and Cybermen at the end of the day. What the hell more do you want? Or I'm trying to think of other properties. Once again, going back to Star Wars. Someone with a lightsaber is going to fight a guy dressed in a black outfit with a red lightsaber. What more do you want? Batman's still going to punch bank robbers. Like, what more do you want? I mean, I understand the need to tell a story, to send a message. But you know what? Sometimes it's okay to have mindless popcorn, too. Yeah, and I'm not saying all entertainment should be mindless. I'm really not. But I hate to say it, and it's going to sound so cliche. I'm tired. I'm just tired. And I hate to say that.
I hate to say that as well, but I think that's also why, like, maybe 6 months, it's been difficult for me to sit here and, not that I don't like talking about this stuff, to some extent still, but it seems like it's so charged anymore. It takes the wind out of it, and by the time I get to record it, I'm like, you know, I just don't care. Like, it's like, I would rather just talk about anything else at this point.
You know what? I just had this thought right now. You know what fandom has never let me down?
Which
in
one?
In terms of getting up in my face? Power Rangers. And here's why. It's a story about five individuals, men and women, of various races, colors, creeds, whatever, fighting bad guys in rubber suits. And that's all it's ever been. It's always been love, friendship, and doing the right thing. In 25 years, that franchise has never let me down. How many franchises can say that?
Well, if you look at the movie,
okay,
they had a big crap storm surrounding that.
Okay, fair enough. Taking the movie out of it, just looking strictly at the Sentai TV series.
Then you have 25 plus years of content where people are not being a douche to each other.
Yeah, and that's kind of weird to actually think about that. I'm trying to think of other franchises that I'm not necessarily have stood the test of time, because Star Trek has become political. It always has been.
But it's become Star more Wars. So even recently.
Yeah, more so recently. Ninja Turtles has never, other than people whining about animation styles.
Or the fact that now that April O'Neil is African-American, complaining yeah. that she always was in the comics. Well, we never really knew because it was black and white.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, who cares, as long as the character's interesting.
Yep. And then there was the fact that, you know, you had, what was the other show I was going to mention? Well, I was going to say, like, TNG, funny enough, they act like Discovery, and this is kind of a little bit off on a tangent, but not. They act like Discovery is, like, hitting all these innovative new grounds with things. But TNG and DS9 technically did it all first. Like, like TNG had a lot of, like, thought-provoking political conversations, you know, at boardrooms of whatever, you know, most of it circled around Picard and or Riker and Data, like, just, you know, the sentience thing, the, you know, life, the, you know, ability to choose, you know, all these little, you know, nuances that are built into the commentaries of it, and it was all done before. And then you look at DS9, and then you had, you know, the LGBT, you know, stuff in there that was hit on way back then. And then, you know, so I mean, really nothing's, I mean, you look at the Mirror Universe anyway, that's where how it was, but you look at it, like, nothing is that innovative in it. But I find that interesting that they try and push it like it is, but like almost trying to shove it in your face for this series, where at least the other two just did it and it was subtle and nobody cared.
I was trying to think of another series that's been fairly free of controversy. I was going to suggest Transformers, but if you take out the Michael Bay stuff, I'd say that's been fairly consistent.
Well, look at Beast Wars.
Yeah, that did divide a lot of people. Like, I want a truck, not a monkey.
Not monkey.
Yeah, so, okay. But fairly consistent.
Yeah, then the Unicron saga, but yeah, that's a different point. But it's unfortunate that people are not allowed to have opinions. And I get it, you know, these famous people want to use their soapboxes where they're standing in front of millions of people on television to get their point across. But you don't have to hate on people to get your point across.
Absolutely not. I mean,
it seems like the majority of the celebrities do that. When you look at somebody that's like, look at Chris Pratt, for instance. His stuff, like, I mean, he quotes some of the stuff from the Bible, but like, still, that aside, he's basically telling people, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like this big
production.
Yeah, there's nothing, no controversy around it. He's just like, you know, just treat people nice, treat them how you want to be treated. You know, don't sit there and worry about it. Don't, you know, badmouth other people. Like, it's not really worth it. Like, just, and then you get these people that are so far up their rears on their soapboxes that they just can't see beyond it.
Yeah, I mean, I think if everybody could take a collective chill pill, I think it would go a long way. I mean, obviously, if you see something wrong, call it out. If you can fight for what you perceive as the right thing, do so. Always be true to yourself. Just don't be an asshole. I mean, how hard is that to follow?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, and I guess that's the big takeaway I'd like the listeners to take away from this is entertainment should entertain. Entertainment should also educate as well. It can inspire as well. But walk away from it and make up your own mind. Like, don't listen to the stars. Listen to yourself. Because ultimately, you're the judge at the end of the day who has to look in the mirror. And don't be a dick. Don't be a douchebag. Just be a good person. I was going to say, what would RoboCop do? He'd shoot you in the face. But what would a Power Ranger do? They'd help you. Well, they'd do what they could to help you out.
And I'm going to end the clip with the Chris Pratt thing, but after the credits roll. But, you know, two of the quotes that stood out too was, you know, don't be a turd. If you're strong, be a protector. If you're smart, be humble, influencer. Strength and intelligence can be weapons, and do not wield them against the weak. That makes you a bully. Be bigger than that.
Absolute. That's exactly it.
And he says, doesn't matter what it is, earn it. A good deed, reach out to someone in pain, be of service. It feels good and it's good for your soul. Like, nobody's perfect.
Absolutely. I mean, there's literally so many good lessons you can walk away from. And you should be allowed to enjoy your entertainment for what it is. So go out there, enjoy your lightsabers, enjoy your zombies, enjoy your proton packs, Ninja Turtles, whatever it is that you enjoy. And just know that in your own world, you can enjoy it for what it is, whether you love it or hate it. But just don't spread hatred. Spread some good vibes. Do something nice tomorrow for somebody. Maybe bring a little joy into the world rather than another angry post on social media. You know what? Compliment someone tomorrow. Just don't be creepy about it, because that's a thing too. But just do something nice. Pay for someone's lunch if they happen to be behind you and if you got the money to spare. Because I like doing that myself. But yeah, just do something nice this weekend. And if you do, let us know on social media. I mean, I'm at Birdman Dodd. I respond to everybody.
Yep.
Steve, what about you?
They can reach me at SCP-21 or at Altered Geek. And, you know, honestly, I would love to know how people that listen to this, how you guys, you know, unattach yourselves from the garbage. And
yeah, how do you deal?
Yeah, how do you deal with it? And how do you help others? And how do you reach out? Like, I know during this whole endeavor where I've been unemployed, I've had, you know, I put out, like, the cry for help. And you wouldn't believe the amount of people that were trying to come to my aid to help me find work. I mean, granted, it didn't lead to a position on any of them, but people were still helping me and giving me like good pointers, giving me, trying to give me, heads up of where to look, whether it was somewhere where they worked or somewhere where they knew people. And it just helped me to learn to market myself a little bit better. And just the kindness that outpoured because of that whole endeavor, because I was unemployed, like people were just, genuinely feeling, just kind of just reaching out to me, and it was awesome. And
yeah,
I love to do that for other people too. Like if other people are in the same boat, like I will bend over backwards and help you guys, try and find something if I know of somebody in some industry, whether it's through, LinkedIn or something else. Like it's, we're all this giant global community, and to treat each other like crap or to gang up on people, it's just not worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm honestly surprised how many people came to my aid when I needed a wheelchair or when I had some other problems a couple years ago. I mean, people are, I believe, and I genuinely believe this, when given the chance, people will genuinely be good if you give them the chance to. I don't think people are automatically chaotic evil if I had to follow the D&D alignment chart. So I guess the final takeaway message from this episode, be good to each other. How do you people deal? Get in touch with us. Let us know. And when we come back next week on Altered Geek, we'll have a happier topic, something we're genuinely excited to talk about, because there is good news out there. You just got to find it.
Oh, yeah. Totally. So, yeah, we'll leave you guys with that thought for the weekend. And if you guys have a suggestion of a topic, and I do have the one from Scanner 51 backlogged, that will be one of the episodes next week. And we're actually approaching a anniversary date of the podcast.
Ooh.
We're going to be hitting 5 years of the podcast, 6 years of the name.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
Yeah. This is my second longest running podcast, but actually it's the longest running one with according to episode count. I've had All Things Transformers, which, funny enough, will be hitting its anniversary date soon, too, of 10 years. And it's crazy. I'll have anniversary episodes recorded of those this coming week as well, to kind of celebrate. I didn't hit my 300 mark that I was striving for, but I'm close. So,
congratulations. Good work.
Thank you. So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.
See you next time, guys.
Thank you. Can you hear me? This being the Generation Award, I'm gonna cut to the chase, and I'm gonna speak to you, the next generation, okay? I accept the responsibility as your elder, so listen up. This is what I call 9 rules from Chris Pratt, Generation Award winner. Number 1, breathe. If you don't, you'll suffocate. Number 2, you have a soul. Be careful with it. Number 3, don't be a turd. If you're strong, be a protector, and if you're smart, be a humble influencer. Strength and intelligence can be weapons, and do not wield them against the weak. That makes you a bully. Be bigger than that. Number 4, when giving a dog medicine, put the medicine in a little piece of hamburger, they won't even know they're eating medicine. Number 5, doesn't matter what it is, earn it. A good deed, reach out to someone in pain, be of service, it feels good and it's good for your soul. Number 6, God is real. God loves you. God wants the best for you. Believe that. I do. Number 7, if you have to poop at a party, but you're embarrassed because you're going to stink up the bathroom, just do what I do, lock the door, sit down, get all the pee out first, okay? And then once all the pee's done, poop, flush, boom. You minimize the amount of time that the poop is touching the air, because if you poop first, it takes you longer to pee, and then you're peeing on top of it, stirring it up. The poop particles create a cloud, goes out, and then everyone in the party will know that you pooped. Just trust me, it's science. Number 8, learn to pray. It's easy, and it's so good for your soul. And finally, number 9, nobody is perfect. People are going to tell you you're perfect just the way you are. You're not. You are imperfect. You always will be, but there is a powerful force that designed you that way. And if you're willing to accept that, you will have grace. And grace is a gift. And like the freedom that we enjoy in this country, that grace was paid for with somebody else's blood. Do not forget it. Don't take it for granted. God bless you. Please get home safely. Thank you.
Be excellent to each other. Party on, dudes!